Since his appointment as the Secretary of Health and Human Services, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has been scrutinized for some of his positions on health and modern medicine. Recently, one of his most controversial views centers around his opposition to one particular product in our food.
Seed oils are one of the most unhealthy ingredients that we have in foods.
That video, posted to his official Instagram page, is one of many statements that the secretary has made on the potential health risk of seed oils. Seed oils themselves are incredibly common and found in almost all processed food and home kitchens. Eight of the most common seed oils, such as canola oil, sunflower oil, and soybean oil, have been called the Hateful Eight by social media influencers who share Secretary Kennedy's position. But many members of the scientific community have pushed back against these claims. I spoke with Dr. Bo Greer, a nutritionist and professor at Sacred Heart University, about the veracity of those statements.
There is not a shred of evidence that seed oils are problematic for our health. Not a single human subject study, not a single randomized control trial that showed that there is a problem with the consumption of seed oils. Now, if people eat tons of processed food, of course, they end up taking in a decent amount of seed oil, but it's not the seed oil that's the problem. It's the processed food that's the problem.
One of the most common complaints about seed oils are the risks of cardiovascular inflammation.
They are associated with all kinds of very, very serious illnesses, including body-wide inflammation, which affects all of our health.
But according to Dr. Greer, those concerns have since been debunked.
There was a concern among kind of the alternative medicine world starting 10, 20 years ago about a type of fat called omega-6 fatty acid. And there were some biochemically valid hypotheses, but the evidence in the last 20 years has all shown that that theory just didn't pan out.
Secretary Kennedy has called on fast food companies and other restaurants to replace their seed oils with beef tallow and other animal-based oils. However, despite being less processed, those ingredients do come with a higher risk to your heart.
People, last I heard, want cheaper food, and that's going to be a far more expensive way to do it. And so I think from our standpoint in the nutrition community, like, hey, if you want to avoid seed oils, you're not necessarily on the right side of the science here, but who cares? But just don't replace them with animal-based fats that we know are going to be more problematic for cardiovascular health.
Dr. Greer is only one scientist, and Secretary Kennedy is the highest-ranking health official in the country. However, if you are concerned about seed oil in your food, remember to expand your research beyond just what you can find online. For the Voice of Connecticut WICC, I'm John Kamal.